It is the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and you can join in the conversation. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I think most women, if there is a person that absolutely they love and they, you know, can imagine spending their life with that person, that they would look forward to a proposal. But apparently what this man did is so bad that he's getting shamed for how he proposed to his significant other. This happened in New York during the marathon. A firefighter is getting blasted online after proposing to his girlfriend at mile 16 of the New York City Marathon. A marathon is 26.2 miles, so there was quite a bit left to
go.
But 16 miles in, comes around the corner, sees him. She kind of comes out to the side because she wasn't worried about her time. And he, I guess, kind of hopped over the gate. I don't know how that happened, but in the video, you can see him dropping down to his knee. He shows her the ring, and she says, like, looks confused, but she said yes. She hugs him and then puts a ring on and continues on. Now, people are blasting this guy for making her first marathon all about him, and this is where we want you to join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to see what side you fall on. One person tweeted, his male ego was too small to let her get all the attention for even a few hours. Now, another person wrote, one day when there's, you know, on a day where there's so much discord, I'm glad we all agree marathon proposal guy blanking sucks. So, like, people hate him. But somebody actually supported him. One guy said, you know what? That might have actually boosted her energy and kept her going and helped her finish. Now, as the female on the show that's here, Alex is on vacation, live the web girl, what would you do if you did, like, maybe a 5K or you did a marathon and Jewel Daddy, who's your boyfriend, proposed to you, like, at the right time down the road? I know it's too early now.
I don't know. I feel like mile 16 is a little too early for that. Like, there's still 10 miles left, and, like, maybe she was, like, distracted. Also, like, I get marathons can be huge and, like, the biggest thing someone has, like, accomplished in their life. So I get maybe he wanted to do it as, like, this huge special moment. It was her very first marathon ever. So maybe she was probably training for this for, like, a year. So I get he wanted to do it on, like, a special day. Dude, wait till the end. Wait till the finish line.
But is that...
Don't do it in the middle of the race.
But is that enough to trash this guy? It's like, I agree with you. It would have probably been the ideal situation if you do it over again. Wait to the very end. But then there's still going to be people like, well, don't ruin her special day doing her first marathon by doing that.
See, I don't see any problem with waiting until the end of the day. Do I think he did it to make it all about him because his male ego is so enlarged? No. But I also don't know this dude. So say this dude is like a huge douchebag, then, like, maybe probably he was, but you can't just say that about anyone. I think people just like to get triggered on the internet.
Producer Porkchop, what do you think about that?
I honestly can't believe the girl didn't drop out of the race.
Like, oh, yeah.
What?
No, I am dead sick. Are you kidding me? You know what? If I went and proposed to my girlfriend or boyfriend, and, you know, he or she, whatever, he was in the race, and he didn't, like, this is supposed to be the huge moment. This is the moment we're spending the rest of our lives together. If I just proposed to you, and then you're like, oh, okay, thanks, let me keep running, I'd be like, you know what?
Are you
I'm dead serious,
me?
Of course.
Wait, like, you're
what's
saying,
the priority
you're saying,
here?
Like, there'll be another marathon another day?
Are you kidding me?
What's the priority
people
here? Is the priority...
People train for a year for marathons. And it's the biggest thing they ever accomplish.
And this is the decision? No, marriage is one of the biggest things you accomplish.
If it was the day of their wedding, yeah, drop out. But I seriously?
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And people are getting kind of heated on this also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What are they saying, Live the Web Girl?
Scott says the mile marker you propose at is the number of years until you get divorced.
Well, hey, 16 years beats the national average, so that ain't bad.
And then Jared said he picked mile 16 probably for something significant. He picked her first marathon for a reason, and everyone who knows nothing about this is judging him. Everyone's telling him what he should have done, and they know nothing about either of them. And then LaShawn says Porky has lost his mind.
Producer Porkchop?
Yes. Talk about male ego. He should have waited till the finish line. If you love somebody, surely you know how big of a deal it is to train for a marathon like that. Porky would like to ruin her accomplishment. Men are gross.
What?
What do you think about that, Porkchop?
I think if... I'd be like, you know what? Just kidding. Actually, I'll take the ring back. You go ahead, do your marathon, and I'll find someone else.
I say when Porkchop starts to act up like this, we just call him Porky. That's his like alter ego when he starts to act up.
I don't understand.
You're acting up. You're acting up. You need a timeout.
I feel like that's a mean name to call somebody. Molly's on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. What do you think about this? You've heard where we stand. Do you agree or disagree that it was okay to propose?
I agree. I actually received a proposal as well at the end of a race.
What were you doing?
Aww.
Like, how far was the race?
It was 14 miles. It was a Spartan race.
Oh, wow.
And she proposed at the finish line before I crossed the finish line, which did piss me off.
Yeah, of course. Let the girl finish the race. At least he didn't propose to you, like, during the electrical wire part, right? It's like, I do.
Yeah, but we had all of our friends there, so maybe he had friends that were there.
That's a good possibility.
Maybe he had family that was there. So we had all of our friends there. He had cameras set up, so...
Oh, that's super cute.
I think it was an okay proposal.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it, Molly. Let us know, like I said, if you couldn't get through on our phones this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, then do it on Twitter. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.